On the phone is Rebecca George. Rebecca George is the co-owner of an independent Chicago bookstore. And I always wonder, Rebecca, how is it that one tweet captures the attention of 6.7 million people, and your tweet did that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. As of a few days ago, I felt I was quite a quiet nobody on Twitter, who only really was interacting with what I call book Twitter, which is other booksellers and authors and publishers. That's kind of what I use Twitter for. And who knew that a simple gripe about, one of the weird things that we deal with would resonate so profoundly.
Rebecca is a co-owner of Volumes Book Cafe, and let me read the tweet to you. This is what she tweeted. Turns out one of our biggest sales last month was for the person to stage their home for the holidays, and now they want to return them all. Please don't do this to a small business, people. That one sale was a third of our rent. 6.7 million people liked it. It's been retweeted almost 5,000 times. it's wild. And then you have tweeted, you have no idea how wonderful you are. January has already been a bad month with our mom back in the hospital and the expected slowdown of deep winter retail. Thanks for being good humans. If you want a book, we can help you at volumebooks.com. You now have so many orders that you're probably struggling a bit, right?
We are absolutely struggling. I mean, on top of what was our normal daily grind of, receiving books and planning book fairs and planning events and all the things that we do for the community, on top of it, now we have a kajillion online orders that we're trying to process just as fast as we can.
But you're not going to complain about that.
I'm not going to complain about it. I will say I am tired right now, but I'm not going to complain. Absolutely.
So, Rebecca, where is Volumes Book Cafe?
We are in Wicker Park. We also have a small shop at 900 North Michigan down in the Gold Coast at the Bloomingdale's building.
Okay, let's talk about this. So you have someone who comes in, and of course the whole staff is lit up because for someone to come in before Christmas and buy $800 worth of books, that's big news if you're a mom and pop or, as you identify, an independent bookstore. Were they all art books? Did I read that they were art books?
Yeah, predominantly, yes.
And they used them to stage their home to look all big and fancy for the holidays?
Yeah, I don't know the exact specifics of it, but that's the gist that we got, that it was for some sort of staging for the last month. So I don't know if it was specifically for them or if it was for a house they're trying to sell or it could have been a number of things. But that was kind of the gist of what we understood.
I think a lot of people are shocked that you could even bring a book back, because it seems like then people would read the book and bring it back when they're done, which is why you get a book from the library and not a bookstore.
Right. And you know what? And most of the time, honestly, returns only equate to about less than 1% of our sales throughout the year. I mean, that's a very small percentage of, and most of them is because somebody was gifted something, they already had it, or they got gifted the same book, at Christmas. Things like that. It's a rarity that we would get a whole bunch of books come back to us. It's not that it's never happened, but it's a rarity. And we are a little bit more lax around the holidays because we know, that there's this gifting thing going on.
Right.
But we certainly weren't expecting it to that degree.
Right. Nor were you expecting the reaction to your tweet.
Right. I mean, usually my engagement is like three humans. So, that's who I thought I was talking to. Like, probably like my one friend in New York who's a bookstore owner and another one in Seattle. That's who I thought would probably respond.
We're talking to Rebecca George. She's the co-owner of Volume Books Cafe in Wicker Park. They have another shop as well. And one of their, I don't know if you would call it a customer, feels like maybe they used you, but they bought $800 worth of art books before Christmas and then brought them all back after Christmas, and they were used to stage a house. And you're right, it could have been a realtor or somebody staging, and that's even That's more rude because, you know, they should invest in that themselves and not, you know, take that expense out on another small business. What did you say? Were you there? How did you approach that person when they said,
actually,
well?
I wasn't there. I actually received a panicked phone call from my staff who was dealing with it. And honestly, you know, being a part of a small business in today's world, one of the things that we have to deal with is like the general fear of making someone angry for no reason. That's always a thing. Secondly,
because that'll go viral, you know, too.
Yes, exactly. Another thing, you know, an idea in my head is, what if this person's a small business and they're like, you know, hard up for money? I mean, a lot of things are going through my head. Like, I'm thinking, I don't think I have $800 to spend to refund because we have payroll to run that day. Like, I'm pretty sure we don't even have it in our account if we wanted to. So I had a million things go through my head. And honestly, sometimes I'm sure my dad would call me a pushover a little bit and being pretty nice about it. But my only reaction was, I don't want my staff to get yelled at right now. And
Rebecca, he can call you what you want, but 6.7 million people liked what you had to say, and I support you as well. So
thank you.
I'm glad that the Twitter world, the Twitterverse, has come out in support of you and that you've got a bunch of orders. And again, tell everybody where your shop is if they want to support you, if they need a book in the future.
Yeah, it's volumesbooks.com. We just reopened up our shop here in Wicker Park. And I just say, support any small business this time of year. You know, whether it's your local bookshop or your local mom and pop shop, it's the winter's always hard. And if you're not supporting us, that's okay. But I'm sure there's some other great bookstores you could be supporting too.
Ha, you sound like a nice person. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's still amazing that, you know, one simple tweet can get 6.7 million views, but it's just because she connected with people, I guess. Time to get a check on weather and traffic, and then we're going to check in with Sam Rubin, our News Nation entertainment reporter. We've seen clips of the Golden Globes last night. He'll talk a little about that and about the loss of Jeff Beck. What's up, Mary?